and she's been, and
like a BB moment, which is like a beautiful black moment. Did we get any of those in this episode?
Black.
We have a chaotic bi moment of the
chaotic bi moment. And you're watching Black Bi Reality.
Black Bi Baddies.
And those who love us.
Hello, you are watching and or listening to the Black Bi Reality Podcast, a podcast for Black Bi Baddies and those who love us. I'm your host, Nicole Weaver, an entertainment reporter, and it's been a second. It's been a second because I had a new job, been focused on that, still doing Destination Exit interviews, which I hope that you're listening, watching. It's a fun show available on Peacock and NBC that is a competition round traveling. What destination are we in Europe? And has a few familiar faces, including one from Love Island USA. Jhené Craig will eventually appear on the show. But let's talk about the show that started Jhené Craig, which is Love Island USA. It came back for season 7. I do not envy any of these cast members because they have a lot to live up to after season 6 exploded. So far, I am recording this on, technically it will be night 3 airing tonight. So we have 2 episodes, and I just wanted to give a quick reaction and touch base with you guys about this show. Because I feel like a lot has already happened, and there's things to talk about. So first, with these couples, we have Nick and Bella. I actually feel like from what they said in their intros, they actually fit, because I think Bella said something about she kind of likes the whole chase, like she doesn't want it to be too easy, and yet she wants specific things. This girl is a Christian. And that means she also doesn't want to make out on a show that is absolutely about making out. A lot of people are very anti her energy. I don't know if she's going to last long, honestly. Not just because of like the no kissing situation, which can be like hot at first, but then if like the culture's not that, it's just going to be like, why are you here? I also just don't think her like personality's popping. She's a gorgeous girl, but I think she's also 22, and it's like, okay, what else do you have? The conversations aren't really flowing. It's more about I want a husband and this is what I expect, and then that's it. And that's not a personality, really. She's paired up with Nick. Nick, I made a TikTok or a short about this already. His red flag is kind of same to Bella. He's like, I didn't get enough attention in my last relationship, and yet I need to be kept on my toes. I think Bella does kind of keep him on his toes with like the whole no kissing thing, but he's not waiting. He's not waiting for anyone, and we can already see that with our bombshells, which, oh my gosh, at the end of the first episode, I already needed bombshells. I was like, this main original cast is like not hitting totally. I need new blood, and I'm so glad Sierra came in. She hit it off with Nick, and it didn't take much, honestly. So we'll see. I think from episode 2, Bella was shook. I think she was kind of surprised. I think that her hard to get strategy with Nick was already falling through with competition. And Nick flat out is honest with her. I went to the hideaway with Sierra, and she's just like, that's crazy. And he's like, not really. So, and I think she's trying to play it cool. She did the whole little dust off her shoulder and everything, but it's like, what other options does she really have? And she doesn't have the gift of the gab. Like, again, she needs to have good chat going back to the original Love Island. So I don't think this is going to last. And if one of these people get dumped, my money is on Bella's getting dumped. But we'll see. Next, we have Ace and Yulisa. Now, Yulisa was already outed before this premiere for saying the N-word on a podcast real easy on the lips, real off the tongue, so that just seems to be normal for her. Obviously, a lot of Black women have made this show so popular last season with Janae and Serena. I just don't think you can do well on the show and lose Black women as an audience and like a voting base, because remember, that's what the show does. We're supposed to be voting for our favorite couples. She originally kind of stole Ace from Shelly and had a really disgusting long kiss with Ace. Oh, so gross. And after that, it was a lot. I felt like she was kind of being put up to be the villain just from the stealing of Ace, and then her being like, well, everyone is playing too nice. We need to see their true colors, and her very weird, appropriative outfit. Like, I've already seen an Asian TikToker being like, what is this? And honestly, I thought the same thing. I was like, she's one step away. It was like in the kissing challenge where everyone's blindfolded and everything, with the dark red lipstick that just didn't actually look compatible for her and her hair. I was like, she's one step away from having chopsticks in her hair. Like, I was like looking for them and they weren't there. But just the fact that an Asian TikToker like called that look out, I was like, okay, I'm not wild for thinking she was trying to do some weird geisha look. Ace is smooth. Ace is a smooth talker. He has a million TikTok followers because this man, he says that he teaches people around the world to dance, and he does. I looked at some of those dancing videos and I'm sorry, but he got me, especially the ones where he's teaching the babies how to dance to like cut the TV off. Like, he's smooth, but he's dangerous because of that. I do not trust that dimple. And yes, he's into Shelly, but I'm so scared. And him and Shelly like met before. They've looked at their socials. I don't know. And there's already theories that he's moving kind of funky with another woman, but we'll talk about that a little bit later. The woman of the hour, Shelly. Shelly, first of all, is our Black queer baddie of this season. She says she's dated women and men in the past. Of course, on this hetero show, it's going to be matching up with men. And because Ace was stolen from her, she was left with Austin, which she did kiss. Austin also was outed for problematic repost on Instagram with his political views. And honestly, it's so wild how Yulisa and Austin, I think, have the same issue. Even if you did not know about these controversies before, just watching them on the show, it's like the personality's not there. The conversations that Austin's having is not there. And I'm also confused, honestly, about the hair color. I don't know if we're trying to bring the NSYNC, like, 90s aughts not toned blonde back, but that's what he has and it's driving me nuts. Literally, Shelly said he has height, and I'm just like, and she knows that's not enough, and thank goodness, because it's not enough. I think he's getting dumped pretty quickly. Yulisa already left, and I have theories that, first of all, Yulisa did what she was supposed to do. I think she went on there because she was supposed to steal someone from one of the Black girls, try to cause a stir. And I don't know what happened, but my theory is, because we get bombshells and they're a little bit more in the know, she could have got tipped off that, girl, it's not going to be easy for you when you get out. And there's only two options after that. It's, do I stay in here and try to be as likable as I can be to try and switch things up? Or do I leave and just like try to fall off the earth? And maybe she tried to leave and fall off the earth. Of course, there could be personal reasons why she left. We don't know. She's already gone like private on some social media. It's pretty wild. She left without saying a word. So That's probably the best. So we're just down to Austin right now, and I think he's not going to last very long. I personally would love more men. We did get a new man who is into Shelly, and that bombshell is Charlie. He's from the UK, and I like Charlie. He seems cool. Got an accent, cool. I mean, Shelly already didn't get with Ace because of long distance, so I don't know how a man from the UK will be any better. But hey, Leah and Miguel, they're going strong. So anything's possible, I guess. But again, I still want even more men, because that's just how I feel about this starting cast when it comes to men. It's like we're looking a lot for potential here. So, Shelly, number one, I love her meeting Orlandia for the first time. But I also think the producers, when they had her come in with Orlandia, they're holding hands, cute, sit down. Then there's Huda, who came in, and they had her sit between them. I was like, producers, I see what you're doing, and you can't force PPG energy. You can't force it. I think the women are playing really nice right now, especially with our bombshell over here, Sierra. She called Huda queen after she took her man to go talk. And I'm just like, it's cute, but let's see how long this energy can last, truly. Truly. I don't believe in it, especially in some ways with how Huda's moving. So just saying that, they definitely tried to tee up these three women being friends, and it's like, let's just naturally see what happens, okay? Chemistry cannot be forced, whether it's through romantic partners or friendships. So Huda, she's a single mom. She got pregnant at a young age, so she's still like the same age as everyone else. And she is with Jeremiah. Jeremiah's cute, and he knows he's cute. And to me, that's dangerous. But these two people, they both know they're cute. And honestly, two people together who know they're cute can be very insufferable. And this is giving an insufferable couple. Huda, she already slipped up in saying she has two bedrooms. He's like, what's the other bedroom for? She could have just simply lied. Instead, she's like, I'll tell you later. Okay, we're not telling this man who has a kid. And I, being a Libra, have two ways of seeing this. Because honestly, we don't know this man. Men will use anything against you. Sure. Let's hold it and keep it close. Of course, also you'll rule out men by just saying up front, and whether they're ready for that or not, you'll know. But I think she already knows going on this show, most of these men are not looking to be a stepfather. And I think she's here for her job. This is a work trip. So honestly, I don't blame her. It's not like she came on here saying, I'm looking for the father of my child. She's not pulling a Bella. I think she's being kind of realistic and yet kind of not. Because Jeremiah is throwing on that love bombing-ish stuff. Because this man, that morning after the kissing challenge in episode 2, and he's talking about, oh, well, if you would have gotten up to kiss someone else, I would have, like, thrown myself off the balcony. Red flag. Now we gotta go. And I hate that he keeps using the words overprotective, because I'm sorry, but I'm not believing that a man's overprotective of anything but himself. Like, We exist in this world. We see men not being protective of, like, their own mothers and sisters. What makes you think a woman just off the street, all of a sudden you're overprotective? I have watched you. Joe thinks he's overprotective. He's not. It's possessive. That's actually the word. It's possessive. But Huda, she's still young. And she always saying that she likes that ish. And she's already trying to play into it, because when Sierra, our bombshell, pulled him, she was like, well, I'm going to make sure he sees me. I'm going to make sure he sees me, and I'm going to sit over here. And I was like, and that's not bad. That's not baddie energy, actually. Like, be calm. be calm, but she's not chill. And I'm just like, I don't know what Jeremiah would have done, but if he would have done that too, of like, I'm gonna sit over somewhere and like be weirdly like intimidating, of I'm very aware of this interaction, it will be weird. And the stakes are higher for Hoda, so I'm just so wary of these two. And then when it comes to the girls' girl of it all, Hoda gave weird energy at our fire moment in episode 2 of just, oh my gosh, look at all these men getting up. I can't believe it. When she told Jeremiah, brownie points for you, I would have been like Orlandia. I'd be like, shut your up. You don't know that man. And that man doesn't even know you have a kid. Like, giving brownie points to a man you don't know for what? And I'm glad Orlandia said something. You could tell Hoda was mad embarrassed. In the teaser for tonight, it looks like she's going to tell Orlandia she felt mad embarrassed. And you should be, because you were doing too much. Orlandia is not tripping over Taylor. Like, it already showed that. Taylor wants a woman with, like, perfect, pretty feet, and he has a toe messed up himself. Red flag. Because men always struggle with empathy, but, like, if you're a man who so boldly don't meet your own criteria, but you still are so loud and proud about the criteria you have to hold against a woman, humble yourself. And like, even Orlando's like, yeah, I'm country as hell, let's look at these fish, talk about bait, let's talk about, and this man said a gang of fish. She said, fool, it is school of fish. What is happening here? Get my girl a proper cowboy, a proper countryman. Like, now, people are talking about Orlandia. The kissing's wild. I feel like her red flag is also my positive, though, with the kissing and the tongue, because it's like, time and place. Time and place. That's all. She also kissed Ace, which people are, like, having feelings about. Who cares? At the beginning of last season, lest we not forget that Serena and Janae went after Koi. The baddies have good, like, the same taste sometimes. It is what it is, and we're still figuring out. It's mad early. So just like Orlandia is saying to Hoda, calm down, it's like, calm down. Our girlies are still trying to figure it out, and Shelly isn't tripping on Ace because she got this new British man. So it might all work out. So, yeah, I am pretty hopeful about this new season. I think we're going to see a lot of people dropping like flies, and that's okay, because it's truly the beginning. Ariana looks beautiful, gorgeous, as always, and I think she's having fun with it. I saw a little bit of her interviews, and she's like, yeah, I'm kind of playing a character. I've been training for this all my life. She looks amazing. And yeah, right now, if I had to pick a couple I'm really into, Shelly and Charlie, default has to be at the top. I want Orlandia to stay. Don't necessarily know if it's for Taylor. I mean, but then I feel like this is weirdly giving Serena and Cordell energy. Like, it wasn't sparks immediately. Something can slowly build, but Taylor needs to, like, try harder. And the difference between Taylor and Cordell is that Cordell gave effort. He knew what he wanted in effort. I don't think Taylor has that focus in him. He could change up, but I don't know. And Orlandria, she's also like, I'm not focused, I'm still trying to figure it out. And I love that for her. So we'll see. I like the new girl as well. She's cool. I hope she stays longer. And who knows? Sierra was chatting it up with Shelly real nice. They were talking to each other in, like, actual chemistry girlfriend's way. So that might be more the vibe, too. So we'll see. I don't think the men I'm not getting a lot of like bro-y energy or like who's also friends on that side. So we'll see. Now, I did forget to say, people are saying that Ace has some weird energy about Hoda, and he might have liked Hoda's stuff, so he might know that she's a mom. I'm just seeing rumblings of that on social media. But he's asking a lot of questions to Jeremiah about Hoda. He's like, oh, she's not locked down. He talked about that with Taylor in the second episode. He's like, oh, you're going to talk to Hoda? He's like, no, she's closed off. He's like, not really. And it truly is just second day. But we'll see. I don't think Taylor would want that smoke with Jeremiah. And Jeremiah's kind of scary. So I think that's understandable, honestly. But, you know, we'll see. I don't want to be right about Jeremiah or anything, but it's just red flags. And again, knowing the stakes for Hoda, I'm just like, girl, I won't be mad if you're just there for a little fun summer fling. But saying like, oh, I love you, or like, I miss you, or whatever she said at the beginning, and Jeremiah talking about, I'll jump off the balcony if you kiss someone else, that's not giving summer fun fling, getting the social media numbers up, okay? It's giving something else, and it's like, she needs to have the energy of Shelley and Orlandria. It's like, it's day two. Calm down. But what are your thoughts, baddies? Let me know in the comments. I am back to making more content because I am back on the job hunt as well. So, which is good, honestly. Big Brother's coming up. Like, I need to be in my summer hot girl era. Okay? So, I can't be tied down, even though I do need to be tied down financially in some way. But anyways, also happy Pride. It's kind of hard to be happy for me personally because I'm going through a lot. And also this month starting off with Josh's murder. It's freaking wild. So yeah, whatever space that you're in, whether you're in space of you can be celebratory this Pride, or it's more of a mourning or a self-care energy that you're bringing this Pride, all is valid, and I'm understanding of it. And yeah, I hope you feel visible and stay visible today and every day, baddies.